place on things. What do you tell him, and how have you seen him grow in the 18 months, however long it's been since he's been here?
It's easy when you're a rookie not to understand, and I think all of them done a real good job coming in their second year. They have a whole year up under the system, even though we had a lockout. But you still have a chance to play up under the system and be around us. So I saw him, you know, go from a baby and actually making the steps forward that he needed to make to be a professional. And that's what this game comes down to. You have to be able to separate all your personal life and everything and get focused on, you know, your job and being a professional. And I think all of our young guys have done that. So that's just one thing that you have to do. You have to be able to do to stay at this level. If you can't do that, you won't be at this level for long. So, but he's done that. Mm-hmm. He's done that, and he's steady learning. And he's attention. I mean, he's paying attention to little details and stuff now. Stuff that he wasn't, you know, when you're young, you really don't know. But you can just tell that he's starting to pick the game up a little bit more. It's starting to be a little clear for him. So, hopefully he can get it done, you know, get back out there and start making more and more plays. Because we're going to need him down the road. We're going to need everyone down the road, but especially we're going to need him.
Vince, have you found yourself able to work together more in the pass rush, as it seems to be kind of gradually getting more and more pressure as it's gone on? Have you been able to play more games with the guy next to you?
It's getting there. I mean, it haven't been perfect. Nothing's perfect, but it's getting there. I think guys are starting to understand each other out there on the field. They're starting to understand what we're trying to do, how we want to rush. And I think, you know, when you have, you know, 7-8 guys in a rotation, sometimes you get to play with them a lot, sometimes you don't. So that's the main issue. It's basically just getting out there, knowing what all of us doing, you know, knowing how we want to attack, when we need to attack a certain way, and just playing off one another. And I think it's starting to get better. And like I said, it's not perfect, but we look for, you know, improvement, and we've gotten that. So keep growing. That's the only thing we can do. We keep growing, and good things are happening, but we just got to keep striding. We got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and continue to do what we've been doing. So that's what we're doing.
You guys ever talk about how getting more pressure up front can help the guys on the back end? The secondary's really
absolutely
gotten a lot of criticism.
Yeah, you know, but you know what? We all take part of that. I mean, we're not going to sit back and say, you know what, they catching ball because they're not covering. You know, it's part of us up front too, not being able to get to the quarterback quick enough. So it worked hand in hand. Mm-hmm. That's why it's, you know, it's not track where you can go out and, you know, throw a shot, put a running 100-yard dash, and win a medal by yourself. You know, you win together. And the quicker we understand that, the better we'll be. And I think we understand that. It's trust me, it's not. I don't want none of our DBs to think that it's their fault that we're not getting off the field on third down, or they call the end cut 20 yards down the field. You know, 20 yards down the field, that gives us up front a lot of time to work and get to a quarterback. So we have to take some of the blame too, and we are. So, but one thing this team been doing and this defense, we just keep working. You know what? Bill challenges every week, and we keep working. We work hard. We just got to work harder. But that's what we'll do.
Vince, how much does it bother you? I was asking Devin about this earlier, that teams are openly talking about attacking you through the air. How much does that bother you personally, that teams are attacking you?
You know what, PME, in this game, you have to find a weakness. And right now, a weakness is our passing game. But that's not going to say they're not going to run the ball. So we understand that. But a one-dimensional team shouldn't be able to beat us. I always said that. So we have to do a better job all the way around. You know, if teams want to attack us that way, guess what? We made the adjustments, and we try to stop it and move forward. So that's where we're at. You know, that's how we got to take what they give us. You know, if that's how they want to attack, we let them attack, and we got to do a better job on them, you know, on defensive end and defending that stuff. So that's where we at right now.